Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. And this week, we're actually going to, if you remember, a number of weeks ago, I had interviewed Brian Zitt, and it was before he was actually going on a mission trip with his son to a number of different churches and preaching at teen challenges. Well, he recently went before his church and basically told them about his how all God had worked through that mission trip, and we're going to join in and listen to how God had worked through him and his young son as they had visited a number of these places.
Whenever you're training up a child, and usually kids who are young will live through their parents' faith, I guess you could say, and you hear their prayers are kind of, their prayers kind of resemble ours. And what I saw on this trip was when you see a child start to own his faith for the first time, and watching my son as a vessel that God is using to usher people into the kingdom of God was, there's no words to describe what that looks like and the feeling that I felt just watching, you know. The first night we were there, we preached in, where did we preach in the first night? Clinton, New Jersey. And there was about 40 men there, about 12 men got saved that night. And at the, I realized the first minute we were there, when Jordan jumped off the stage and started preaching, that it had, the mission trip had nothing to do with me. Not one thing at all. And it was all about Jordan kind of, I don't know, the stamp of calling on God on Jordan's life and job of ministering the gospel. And so he preached, and I preached, and kind of led him to kind of an altar call and things of that nature. And men were just crying out to God. Half of them were on the streets the week before that with heroin needles hanging out of their arms, and they're crying out to God for forgiveness. And one of the gentlemen came up and said, he said, "Will your son pray for me?" So, and it's hard to, when you see an 8-year-old, it's, first of all, it's hard for any of us to pray over someone sometimes, but for an 8-year-old to do it, okay. And so the guy said that he has an 8-year-old son that he hasn't seen in a year and a half, and a 10-year-old son he hasn't seen in a couple years. And I asked Jordan, "Are you okay?" He said, "Yeah." And so I saw Jordan start to pray on him, and I started praying with somebody else, and the boldness and the power of his prayer interrupted our prayer. Now, I looked over, and Jordan was talking about stitching this man up and making him whole again in Christ. And I look over, and his tears coming down his eyes. And I remember telling him something before the trip that, you know, we're supposed to carry one another's burdens. He said he just knew that man was hurt. And so after all, and like I said, it was just, I wish I could have a picture of it. The mental picture will be seared into my brain forever. And so after everybody left, I kind of asked Jordan, "Do you realize what happened here? Like, when the guys were getting saved?" And he's like, and he looked at me like, it was a smack in the face. Duh, we preached the gospel and people got saved, just like in the Bible. Yeah. He's like, "Can we go now?" and it was, it's weird. And it kind of, we put all of these hurdles and barriers up around us. We make salvation so complicated at times. And it's not God's simple, simple plan. Repent, confess, and believe. Start living a life of Christ. It's not rocket science. We just make it rocket science. But I loved how God always uses Jordan to slap me upside the face. Duh, we preached and people got saved. Okay, and yeah, now can we go? So But we had a great time. We saw, I don't even know how many men and women come to Christ. I would say 50, 60, I don't know, something like that. But it was, if nobody would have got saved, it would have been a success because God ordered our steps there. And but what was your favorite part of the trip, Bud?
The roller coasters and
the roller coasters and the preaching. And the preaching, at least the preaching is in there.
Yeah,
pretty much. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Can you not wait to go back again? Do you think Mom will let us go again for another week?
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you all very, very much for supporting us. I know all of you were praying. The men were on the edge of their seats right when we showed up to every single one of these places, ready to devour God's Word. And it was a big, 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 huge breath of fresh air whenever you see people who are starving for God's Word like that, as we all should be. We can look at the gospel, and the gospel will become common to us. You know, as we come into our nice little church, we have our church family, we sit here, we get fed, we go home. The gospel of Jesus Christ should never become something that's common to us, church. It should be our everything. We should stand in awe of what Jesus did for us every single minute of every day. And thank you all very, very much for helping us, for your prayers. Until the next one, I'm sure it will happen here in the next year again. So thank you all very much. We love you.
Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/GodAtWorkPodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes, and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.